brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hi. President Obama cares about the people. We're not violating your rights. Come on into the water. It's warm. That's not a boiling pot or anything. New World Order cares a lot about you.
You know, I could actually try to communicate at my outreach to, like, NPR listeners, those types that are under a trance. You heard Joseph Farah earlier point out that the NSA director, when he was countering black hat hackers at an event trying to recruit them, he's like,
no, we don't violate Constitution. It's free.
And they go, we want freedom.
It's freedom when we do. We don't spy on anybody. We don't lie either.
And I guess that only works on the public that's already been put in a medical trance. It's on record. A lot of the public is like sleepwalking from the flicker right in the TV. And it's all,
The vaccines have never hurt anybody. It's a conspiracy theory.
Let's play a clip of the general again. Here it is.
Stopping terrorism is one of the most important things.
One of the most important.
Exactly.
They go, freedom! Exactly.
With that,
we are here from your... It's almost like...
How do we do that?
How do we? Because we have come to your planet...
For freedom.
...to stick our hands on your pants.
Not that.
We have come to your planet. We are control freaks.
But I think what you're saying...
It was like a love boat captain in that outfit. I mean, what the hell? The guy's a complete criminal. Captain Scooby. Get out of my life, you scumbag rat.
What tools should we have?
The counter to you is the war grill. That's the opposite of
it. I haven't lied.
Awaken America. Awaken worldwide to the toilet attendant trying to run your life.
Hello.
Thank you for that.
But thank you for that.
If you
thank
disagree
you for that,
with
Earthling,
what we're doing, then
thank
you should
you. Now
twice
I will
as much.
Probe you. We have trained the state police of Texas
you should too.
To stick their fingers in you. Get that guy. I mean, what is invasion of? We have come in peace and over your firearms. But you're arming the teeth against us. No, we're not. We are friends. We're not spying. But you admit you just lied about that. I never lie. Turn around, please. Starts pulling out a dagger. What are you doing? No, that's nothing. I mean, it's just like these people. Go back to sleep now. Go to sleep by your pod. When you awaken, there will be no more pain. We are colonizing your planet. I mean, I think they might be aliens. I think David Icke might be right. That's so freaky.
Hi, I'm John Napolitano, Department of Homeland Security. Okay.
I mean, it's like, get these people out of my life. Tyranny is just horrible. The worst thing about tyranny is that all these losers.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano.
That you never
Secretary
associate with
Department of
are like
Homeland
forcing
Security.
Their way into your life.
Homeland Security.
Hi.
Do I have a right to not have you people in my life?
Hi, there's terrorists. You take your rights away, okay?
Hey, I noticed you're on the terrorist.
Well, never mind that.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary...
That's a real voice. Let's talk to Amber. Security. Amber, I'm sorry. You've tuned in while I've been being a bad person.
Hi, Amber. How you doing?
What would you do if a guy was talking to you like that, Amber?
Hi, Amber. Hi, Amber.
I'd probably think he was a child predator.
Exactly.
I'm your little girl.
Go ahead.
Well, first I have to tell you that I met you back at the Community Access Center years ago, and you were the first person who ever told me about aspartame. So I really appreciate that, and that's why I'm calling you to tell you about it.
Well, I don't get any credit for that, though, because I'm not absolutely perfect in my own diet and things, so I'm not a high guru, though, of health, though. But you're very sweet. So it's nice that I met you before, Amber. What was on your mind? I'm sorry I went to you late.
Oh, that's okay. Basically, the last 2 years, I discovered what all the chemicals are in our food, and I have all the medical studies for it, and I'm just like, my heart's beating because I've been trying to get through to someone and tell people about it. Because
well, listen, let your heart pitter-patter a little longer.
We're going to come right back, Amber, and I'll go to you. Stay there.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Big Brother. Mainstream media.
Hi.
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so
don't
does he. He's Alex Jones
sure,
on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin,
boys.
Texas,
it's coming
Alex
on
Jones.
Threatening. Lie down over here while I go to sleep. Never mind those fangs. Gonna drink a little blood now.
Well, that was Janet Napolitano bringing us in. Now that she's out the head of Homeland Security, she's doing voiceovers for us. And I think we are going to do an animation. Marcos Morales, one of our great graphics people, he's really good at those. Little green antennas on the NSA director when he was like,
hello.
And they're like, you know, we want freedom.
You are getting freedom when we spy on you.
You lied to Congress.
I did not lie.
Maybe they're like robots or something. I'm being sarcastic, but I mean, it's a cult of crooks. Amber, calling from Texas. She wanted to talk about food additives. Yeah, they have like silicones and the stuff that they make chicken McNuggets with. It just goes from bad to worse. Go ahead and get into your points, ma'am.
Yes, it is. Basically, the biggest lie we're told is that proteins and amino acids are good for us. I mean, some of them are, but the worst chemicals that cause all brain damage are also amino acids and proteins. That's just their chemical structure. But they are...
Sure, they've been chemically manipulated. Like, they can argue what's an aspartame is no big deal, but it's the way the molecule's been strung together. It breaks down basically into formaldehyde in your stomach, and everybody knows that makes you go blind.
Right, yes. And formaldehyde actually amplifies what it does in your brain. I mean, it's whenever we have a stroke or a head injury, the brain spits out amino acids that actually cause the damage. And those are the same amino acids we're eating.
Hey, the IQ's gone way down. It's certainly not a doubt, yeah.
Yeah, it all causes brain damage, and every single chronic disease is just a different type of brain damage according to what area of your brain was damaged. So none of them are even really diseases. They're just brain damage.
But why not be brain damage? You just sit there in an easy chair listening to government people talking droning mind control hypnotism voices.
Right. It makes it a lot easier to believe things when your brain isn't working. And natural flavor is the worst one. I mean, just think about that ingredient. What the heck is natural flavor? It's not natural, and it's not a flavor. It just excites the crap out of your brain where you taste flavor.
It can be whatever they want it to be. And that's why generally you want to move to whatever's organic, non-GMO, whenever you can, and help create that market. Absolutely. What was the other point you wanted to get to, ma'am?
And the other thing is those same chemicals are the same ones that are in vaccines. So we're all looking for different chemicals, but it's all the same ones.
Oh, next you're going to say vaccines aren't good for us?
Yeah, I know. And I have studies that I guarantee no one's ever seen because this is information control at its finest. I mean, if you want to know medical facts, you can't see them. Because they're in medical journals that only hospitals and universities get to see.
Well, a lot of those medical journals are online, but you got to pay for the full ones. But then people do reports on those with subsections. You should start a website or do a YouTube channel. You may have already been doing that, you know, showing this stuff to people. And you won't reach probably millions of people, but you'll reach thousands. And then if millions of people do what you're doing, we'll reach hundreds of millions. So, I mean, regardless, have you gotten this info out to the people?
I have to admit I'm a little weirded out because this is the exact proof that could take down pharmaceutical corporations in Monsanto, and I'm like, I don't want to get killed.
Well, I mean, actually, this stuff, yeah, listen, I appreciate your call, ma'am. Everybody wants to call my show, though, with all the breaking news and info, which is great. We have millions of listeners, and we're having an effect, but we're only one small part of it. I need everybody else to go out there. I mean, if you know something's going on, and you have medical journal stuff, because it's all out there, people are then afraid to go talk about it and show it, somebody might come after you. They're already coming after us. I mean, if they're not, and I'm not mad at you. It's just that, you know, people want to call here like it's safe to say it here, but you don't want to be public. We need people to get in the game against the New World Order. But good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Aaron in Washington. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right there, Trooper.
Yes, I'm not really calling from Seattle, as it has on your list. Otherwise, I'd be talking just like this. I love these impersonations you do.
Well, no, wait, it's not that. It's NPR.
Everything is okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's not. It's not okay. And the reason I'm calling, like I told you guys, I wanted to talk, mainly to your listeners, about the beginning of our nation, you know, is kind of a... two purposes for the foundation of our country, as you know. You know, and it goes back to Rosicrucianism and the Masons, you know, wanting to spread democracy, you know, is the kind of their key, you know, it's the occult secret or the occult promise, right? And it is so over the top because at their core doctrine, it's Luciferian. And, you know, there's a lot of lower level, you know, fraternity members that don't know this. But you've got to understand, just like an agent, like all your agents, you know, that are listening to your show now, you know, they're high levels and they're just being used, you know, they're being used to work for someone else. And like you said, at the bottom of the rabbit hole or at the top of the pyramid, it's that same evil spirit that's always been. And
to be specific, we've sold the films about the New Atlantis and America's Secret Beginnings and Francis Bacon and the Queen of England. And there is all of that going on. But then other things happen. You know, George Washington spoke out against the Illuminati. He was a Mason, but he was a great guy. And they had a real goal of freedom and empowering humanity. And so it's really competing organizations, even within what you'd call the Masons. You know, people say, oh, the Masons are all evil. Well, no, but at the higher levels of it, there are the secret adepts and basically an Illuminati version or a Merovingian version where they do teach that, you know, basically Jesus and Lucifer are one, two sides of the same coin. But that's not really what the even more ancient Masons taught. There were a bunch of mystery schools of farming and metallurgy and architecture And you had to go through a bunch of initiations and be from the right family to even be in those. And so it was ancient times. It was pre-Christian. So you also had occultic stuff in there, which just means hidden. And so it means the hidden world. You just don't give everybody the knowledge and the data. What I'm doing is trying to reverse engineer all this and get people thinking about it to truly empower humanity so that they can't use secretness to only eliminate themselves. Because if they were really eliminated, they would want to empower everybody. Not just empower themselves to then dumb everybody else down. That's the opposite of illuminating. So, see, they call themselves the illuminated ones, the Illuminati, but really they're trying to bring darkness to the world. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, you know, it's all, you know, they're all falling for the same tricks as Adam and Eve fell for. Like you said, the knowledge of good and evil, right? I totally understand what you're saying about you study into this and you start, you know, feeling that evil power, you know. So, anyways, so I urge, you know, Christian brothers and sisters to look into it, you know, but to look at how to fight it. And don't just look into all the bad things, but to, you know, look at the hope, you know, that's at the end of it all. And, you know, continue to speak and you will find it. And
I hear you, Aaron. Good to hear from you. I'm going to try to get everybody in this segment. Al in Delaware, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I've got intel here about oil reserves having peaked in 2005. Usable oil reserves that we know of as easy, low-hanging fruit has peaked in 2005. The Saudis are panicking over fracking. They have earthquakes. We've got all kinds of methane gas release. We know that the planet is in a cooling, basically going back to the ice age because of the sun dimming. What do you make on this? And is 2017 really the end of oil flows as we know it? Do you have anything on that?
Well, again, this is incredibly complex. Oil is getting harder to get. They are having to do more and more expensive exploration. But there's also the pro-carbon tax people hyping artificial scarcity, exaggerating. But undoubtedly, instead of going 1,000 feet for oil, they're going 15,000 feet for oil. And there's a lot of big oil reserves that have been left alone that the globalists are trying to create an artificial scarcity in the North Sea, the stuff in Alaska, stuff all over, and then letting wildcatters go in or smaller companies that will do the deep wells in places like Texas. So they're trying to bring in regulations to shut that down. And we got Dylan Poll on about it tomorrow. 97% of the global warming con artist groups are funded by oil companies. That's why they always say you work for the oil companies. Because really the oil companies want all the smaller things shut down. I guess big oil companies are actually funding the anti-fracking films. So see, there's different groups. Big oil wants coal shut down because you could make gasoline out of that or a type of fuel more like diesel. So we've got a lot of energy. We are using a lot of it as well. I'd like to move on to other energies, but they're suppressing those, creating a counterfeit alternative energy system that's unsustainable and only gives money to their friends. So real progress is being held back by these oligopolies. Go ahead.
And natural gas is not going to work in automobiles because it turns your car into a ticking time bomb. They don't have any solutions whatsoever. All the intel that I'm getting is coming from the congressional hearings that are being suppressed.
Well,
Synthode.
I mean, you say congressional hearings that are being suppressed. What I'm saying, sir, is that there are giant oil reserves they haven't tapped in huge government reserves around the world. Saudi Arabia has peaked in its oil production, but Russia is just going into its areas. They haven't drilled in half their country. It's just full of oil. There's oil pretty much anywhere you drill in areas of Russia. So what I'm saying is that they're creating an artificial scarcity to consolidate power right now and trying to shut down other energy reserves. You know about fuel they can create out of coal, right? That can be running cars. You know about that?
I heard that they're spraying coal with diesel fuel so that they can get these tax breaks from the government on what's called fake fuel. What do you call it? Fake fuel.
Well, listen, I'll say this. Everybody that wants to talk about peak oil, it's going to happen because they're going to cut it off. I mean, it's the oil companies that run the green movement, and they're going to, they've got you captured. We are on an oil-based system. They won't let us get out of it. I don't particularly like it. So you understand, the people saying get off oil are the ones that are, when they say get off oil, they mean they're going to charge you so much for it, you're going to live in a 200-square-foot apartment. I don't know how to explain it to people. I'm trying to explain it. They're going to put taxes on petroleum-based plastics. God bless you all. Back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What if I say I will never surrender? I love the Foo Fighters. What if I say I'm not giving in? You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender? Alex Jones here, back live. If you go up to drudgereport.com, you can see all the latest news. Kremlin grants political asylum, WikiLeaks. Refugee status, he certainly deserves it, and I hate to agree with the Russians, you know, our supposed ancestral enemy, even though they're not. We owe the Russians a debt of just incredible crimes committed by the globalists that run our country, actually overthrowing the czars and putting the communists in. Unbelievable what the British and American people allowed our controllers to do in 1917, and that's all on record. So you want to go, oh, they're the Russians, they're our enemies. That was all set up, folks. Kremlin grants political asylum. WikiLeaks refugee status. We have won the battle, but not the war. Now the war into Russia for the next year. Obama meeting with lawmakers on NSA surveillance. NSA X key score sweeps up emails, social media, browsing history, you name it. Spy agency chief heckled at Black Hat Hacker Convention. That's an InfoWars.com article. You're the greatest tech talent in the world. Help us, he tells the hackers. Yeah, they're trying to take over the alternative media, the hackers, everybody. That's what this is, with devalued dollars. And you do that, folks, everything falls. Twitter, government info request on rise. Netflix rolls out new tool to profile viewers. Yeah, it's the corporations that lobbied to have this built to then get billions a year. AT&T gets over $1 billion a year, last time I checked, just to administer the NSA hubs in their systems. We're talking about big money here. They sell sometimes thousands of dollars per data request that's already automated. I mean, it is a huge moneymaker. And then they get to use the data and they share it with each other. This is a corporate world government. So when Alexander says, the head of cybersecurity and the head of the NSA, we don't track it with all this info on everybody, that's actually true. They're storing it, they're using it, and the government's kept on a medium leash what they can do. It's the 2,000-plus companies that have basically got access to everything. And the top Fortune 500, they have access to all of it. This is on record. I'm trying to explain this to you. The communist Chinese run the big data mining system in England and the U.S. That's BBC, one of the biggest. This is globalism. You give us control of your systems, the globalists say. China, you get the Panama Canal and you get our grid and you get to say what movies can come out. It's globalism. It's all to get rid of the nation state and play everybody off against each other. It is just incredibly diabolical. So I'm going to be breaking all this down after Zachary Jackson comes in with the new Trayvon Martin case that nobody has been covering nationally. But this is really serious. But let's go to this clip from InfoWars.com with Steve Watson. It was also a local CBS with multiple security consultants heckling NSA head shouts freedom and read the Constitution. And then they said, hey, Alexander, you lied to Congress and you're lying to us. It shows the face of thousands of hackers, black hat hackers, and people that counter black hat operations. That's nasty stuff, folks. Just shaking their heads while he's talking because they know the guy is a complete liar shoveling Bravo Sierra in their face. Let's play that clip.
Stopping terrorism. It's one of the most important things.
Oh, yeah, right. You run Al-Qaeda on record, and everybody knows it.
And with that, when you think about it...
Notice he talks in that NPR voice, that non-threatening voice.
We stand for freedom. Not that. But I think what you're saying is that in these cases, what's the decision? Where's the discussion? And what tools should we have to stop those?
No, I'm saying I don't trust you. You lied to Congress. Why would we believe you're not lying to us right now?
I haven't lied to Congress.
What about XKS? Congressional testimony. Wait for the question session.
Thank you for that. But I do think this is important for us to have this discussion because, in my opinion, what you quickly believe is that which is written in the press without looking at the facts. This is the greatest technical center of gravity in the world. I ask that you all look at those facts. Check that out. Read the congressional testimony. Look at what we're talking about here, because this is our nation's future.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why smart patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live and broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to continue looking at the NSA and the military and economic developments here after a report with Ja'Kari Jackson that's getting almost no attention nationwide. And the reason we're covering it is it shows how the media picks and chooses what it's going to turn into a big scandal. They know you're already worn out on the whole Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman situation. So now they are, just moving on. They've already created the division they needed. They've already worn everybody out. They're going to wait to pick one of these cases later. But we're going to be discussing that here in just one moment. But first off, ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to invite everyone to go to InfoWarsHealth.com online. And when you go to InfoWarsHealth.com, you can find the lowest prices and free shipping for all of the amazing, close to 400, or I think it's over 400, longevity products like Polymburst Plus, the best natural energy drink booster out there. Just amazing. I love it so much. I've endorsed it, and I'm on the cover of the packaging. You've got the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, a Tangy Tangerine Citrus Peach Fusion. Absolutely amazing. An 8,000 total ORAC score, certified non-GMO, pesticide-free whole foods. They also have the old Beyond Tangy Tangerine that I like as well, that has a 5,000 something score. This has the highest you can find anywhere, 8,000 score, certified, off the charts amazing. And your purchase makes the broadcast possible, so it's a win-win, win-win-win. Shopping with the good guys. Whole foods, trace minerals, antioxidants, probiotics, prebiotics, amino acids, essential cofactors, and more. It's all up there. And now you wanted longevity beyond Osteo FX. They've now done it in powder form. The best for joints, you name it. But whether it's for memory, whether it's for organ health, whether it's for allergies, whether it's for heart health, whether it's for skin health, it's all there at InfoWarsHealth.com. And there's also a toll-free number up there on the InfoWars Health.com website, 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. You can call, and the InfoWars team of great folks that we have can answer any of your questions, help you sign up online if you need help, help you learn about different discounts. You can become a distributor for $10 like Costco, a one-time fee, and be part of the club and get other discounts. So learn about the free shipping and everything at InfoWarsHealth.com, the journey towards better health, something the globalists absolutely hate, and a clearer mind starts at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com. There's a lot of videos and audio messages with doctors and pharmacists and researchers and myself and so much more at InfoWarsTeam.com and InfoWarsHealth.com. Okay. Looking at our society and the divide and conquer, it's done scientifically. And you don't see the so-called liberal black groups that are out there talking about 50%+ of black people being aborted. And that's the highest of any group. And there's as much as 20% of white folks abort their kids. And then it moves down to Hispanics and others. If I was Hispanics, I'd be proud that they're one of the groups that doesn't like to kill their kids. I think it's very, very shameful that anybody does that, obviously. But they sell it like you're just going to get, you know, a wart removed off your butt or something. And that's not really what abortion is. And now you see MSNBC almost every week and CNN going, you know, babies after birth, let's kill disabled babies. Or even, you don't like the sex of them, it's your choice as a parent up to age 3 to kill your kid. And when we first broke that from the Journal of Bioethics a few years ago, people didn't believe it for about a week. And then finally it was national news. That they were in there saying, let's kill kids up to age 3, even if they're healthy. Just, you know, we're the bioethicists, they're going to decide if you're really alive or if your life's worth something. And, you know, old people, they're not really happy. Let's just kill them. That's why Mark Dice went out last week. We put the video up when he premiered it a few days ago on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We played clips of it here. And he showed everybody he talked to, only one person said, is this a joke? All the others said, oh, yes, I think we should get rid of all the old people. We should euthanize them. And it was old people saying, I don't want to be alive when I feel bad. Well, see, you're not going to be getting health care. You're going to get euthanized, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the way of it. This is eugenics. This is how it started in Nazi Germany. And look, I've already digressed. I want to get to the new report. The point is that, I don't know, in the last few years, it's got to be more than 10 cases, the last few months I've heard about 3 or 4 of them, where Austin cops, where I live, pull somebody over, and the white guy, Hispanic, black, it doesn't matter, you get out of your car, they've killed people of every, quote, race, they get out day, night, doesn't matter, and the cop has been trained for instinctive shooting, thinks they see something, and thinks they're at the OK Corral, and boom, shoots you. Boom, you're dead. And then it's like, well, they were scared. And that's why the police defended Zimmerman so much, because they understand you're in a fight, you're in a situation, they don't know what happened, you've got reasonable doubt. But at a certain point, even when it's in areas with surveillance cameras, they grab that, they don't release the dash cam footage in Austin, this is going on, and you've got this detective, a white detective. By the way, we had to dig to find that. This happened last week. White detective, like something out of a movie, hour after the bank's robbed, he's there. It's a white guy on the surveillance footage that's the suspect. We're going to show that Ja'Kari Jackson report in a moment. He chases
a guy, a fellow walks in, black guy, sees all the cops and everything, goes, whoop, maybe it was made out of Warren or something, who knows? That's not in the news. I'm sure they would have told us it was the case. Goes, whoop, a bunch of cops, kind of like, open the door and it's a bunch of stormtroopers in Star Wars. You're like, I think I'll get out of here. And so he goes, walks on the street, cop starts chasing him. And, you know, I know the instinct before. I've had cops behind before and thought about just, you know, let's see how fast this baby can go. But the guy runs. The cop commandeers somebody's car, chases him, and then shoots him in the back of the neck. Now, Jakari, you've been really researching this. And so fill us in on what happened. And the fact that this is barely even local news. So here's the KVUE story. New details release an officer-involved shooting last week. You show up yesterday with our camera guy. There's cops waiting, basically trying to run you off.
Yeah.
And we've got all that on tape. But I kind of butchered the story. Break down what's happened, the fellow they killed, where this is going, because it's getting pretty scary. The state police, I'm afraid, are going to pull me over in Texas. Now they do proctology exams just randomly,
right,
and use the same glove. Now they've got weird army checkpoints my wife ran into with Hitler Youth up in Waco. In fact, I haven't even aired that footage off her iPhone yet. And then I'm afraid about a cop thinks I'm walking away. One of our reporters was walking home the other night, and cops jumped, came out of a house party in her neighborhood. Was Leanne, ran over to her and asked what she was doing. Obviously, she was attractive.
Yeah.
And it was like, you come on into the party. Watch it, honey. Grab her by the hair like cavemen. Go dragging her off. But
yeah.
I'm ranting here, Jakari. Tell us about this case, the guy's name, and what's happened.
Well, the gentleman that you're talking about is Larry Jackson. He, like you said, he went to a bank after he'd been robbed. Now, this is a daytime bank robbery. The man goes to the bank after he'd been robbed. I'm not sure if they had police tape or what the situation was. Goes, tries to open the door. The door is locked. Somebody comes out. The bank manager says, sir, what are you doing? He's like, well, I'm just here to make a transaction. Now, this is where it gets a little iffy. They say the man presented some type of falsified identification.
Now, but see, first they said the man ran. I'm going with their old lie.
No, that's still the lie. That's the full story. So the man presents some identification. When I was talking to the assistant police chief yesterday, he wouldn't specify what that was, if it was a fake ID, if it was a forged check, or what it was.
He might have said, I'm not telling you my name.
That could have been it as well. So the man comes in contact with the officer, Detective Kleinert, I believe was his name, and they have a brief exchange. The man says, I'm not staying here, I'm leaving. And the officer says, you're not allowed to leave. The guy walks off. The walk turns into a run, runs down the street, and Josh and I filmed this, and we'll get to that special report in a second. And the guy runs down the street. The officer, for whatever reason, decides to commandeer somebody's vehicle, like James Bond, commandeer somebody's vehicle, drives down the street, meets up with the guy. They have a physical altercation underneath a bridge, and the man ends up with a bullet in the back of his neck.
And the story has been changing from when I saw last week. I mean, who knows what the truth is, because so often they lie, and they're really, I mean, they're acting suspicious, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you show up days later.
Days, yeah.
How many days later?
This happened on Friday, I believe it was. And we just had a chance to go out of the studio yesterday, myself and Josh, and we'll get to this in the video. We go to the bank.
So we're talking like 5 days later, yeah. 4 days later.
We park across the street because we're driving up, and I'm like, I'm not going to park in their parking lot because I know they're going to kick us out. So we park at a grocery store clearly across the street. We get ready. I say, I'm going to go inside and talk to the bank manager. And Josh is like, okay, I'll just stay out here and shoot some B-roll. Good. And I walk across the street. The second my foot hits the curb with what has to be the fastest response time in APD history, a man runs out the bank. What are you guys doing?
Maybe it's because you're black. Maybe, man.
I don't know what it was.
I'll just shoot you a little bit here. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, dude. Hopefully not. But I get across the street, and the guy's like, what are you doing? I was like, yeah, you can see it right there. I was like, I'm going into the bank. And then when he sees my camera, that's when he gets a little more friendly, and he shakes my hand and so forth. And after that, he was pretty well-mannered. And he said, well, they prefer that you call ahead. And I said, well, sir, you know, I'm already here. Can I just go in and talk to the bank manager? And he says, well, you know, I don't really want that. I said, well, will you talk to him? He said, yeah.
But you're nice about this, and I tell the reporters don't get in conversations, but I would have said it's a free country. I'm going in there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting tired of this.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course,
yeah.
I'm being sarcastic about the cop going to shoot you. But the point is,
he
does run over there towards you.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, wow, they're really on this story. They don't want people talking to the witnesses.
And I guess that was the point. And they leave us out there for about 10, 15 minutes. Meanwhile, a helicopter flies overhead. I'm not sure if that was related or not. It's just something weird that happened.
It's part of living in a free country.
Yeah, part of living in a free country. And
you were walking while black.
Yes, I was walking while black. And it just so happened that, you know.
Doesn't matter, you're wearing a suit. That's not even enough now.
Yeah, I was dressing, you know.
You'd wear a crown to be like the Queen of England. Then he would have, like, bowed down to you.
Yeah, if I was walking over.
You had a shaved head, though, like him. You should have liked that.
Yeah. But, you know, like I was saying, we were out there. And the bank manager comes about 10, 15 minutes later, or a bank representative. And meanwhile, APD calls us because we called to talk to their public information officer. They call us back while we're at the bank. And I'll say, well, just so you guys know, I just encountered an officer. He's leaving us outside for 10, 15 minutes. I'm not exactly sure what he's doing. Just know that we're out here. I say, okay, just come and meet with us at 1245 at the APD headquarters. So we talk to the bank representative, and he doesn't give us any information. So we shoot our stand up, go to APD, and that's when we talk to Assistant Chief. I'll keep wanting to call him Bradley Manning, but his name is Manley. So,
Brian Manley.
Yeah, Brian Manley.
He's very manly.
He was very manly. He was a very, very nice gentleman. He didn't give us too much in the way of information. And one of the questions I asked him, you know, I said, if this is an ongoing investigation, you say, you know, the shooting's under investigation. Why did he chase him? That's under investigation and so forth. How do you know that the man was there to commit a fraud, Mr. Jackson? And he said, well, you know, of course, that's still part of the ongoing investigation. But, you know, the shooting, why the officer unholstered his weapon, that's under investigation. But the fact that the man was there to commit a fraud, that's a concrete fact.
And by the way, if the suspect was black, why would a bank robber come back later? I would see some reason to pursue. But it's like looks like a redneck hillbilly in the main suspect videos. Mm-hmm. And then a black guy comes and talks to the manager, starts walking away going, I don't want to talk to you. And then you end up dead. And that's happening more and more all over the country.
Yeah, and people keep saying that the man had no reason to run, like Anthony Beeler said. He said the mere fact that the guy's dead now shows that he had a reason to run.
Well, let me tell you, I'm actually now, when I'm with my kids, I'm actually scared of the state police. Because they're still shot. I mean, they'll pull you over in front of your family and literally stick their hands in your rear end.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is horrifying, man.
And it's just another case we see, because we saw the case in Toronto. I believe it was this past weekend as well. A gentleman was on the boxcar. I think the guy was 18. His name was Sammy Yadam. And he's not even stepping off the bus. He has a knife. You can see the video right there. He has a knife in his hand. The police tell him to drop the knife. He doesn't drop the knife. Now, as you can see in this clip, Alex, they're close enough to him to use maybe a chemical agent, use some bean bags.
And they shoot him over and over and over and over.
Times. They shoot him 9 times in this clip.
Well, it's like the 95-year-old guy at the nursing home that had a shoehorn and
he had a cane. He had a shoehorn. And then they said he allegedly grabbed a butcher knife and was waving it around. Even if he did have a butcher knife, you'd think he could probably snatch a knife from a 95-year-old man. And they shoot him with a beanbag.
Well, I would just lock the door until he settled down.
Yeah.
But no, it's like tough to kill somebody. Because, I mean, you're not even a man until you've killed some people, you know, according to these groups.
That's
well, see, they're soldiers. They're designed to kill people, break things. And so you're like an enemy at Iwo Jima. And this is the mindset now. What the cops don't get is that police are supposed to be peace officers.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be so macho you don't go and just kill people as the first idea. That's what thugs do.
Yeah, and the guy was looking for a fight. The cop was looking for a fight. You know, he chased the guy down on foot first, then commandeered a vehicle. He was going to catch this guy. When he meets up to him, I guess the guy put up more of a fight than he wanted, and somehow another guy ends up with a bullet.
We don't even know if that's true.
Body.
He shot in the back.
Yeah. It was very suspicious to me. That's just the story I was told.
Well, let's go ahead and go to your news report right here, and then we'll go out to break and come out and finish up with this with Jakari Jackson. This is happening all the time now where I live. Let's go ahead and go to this clip.
We're here at the Benchmark Bank. You just saw moments ago we stepped out of our vehicle, which is across the street where my cameraman Josh is. We came across the street to the Benchmark Bank. We were immediately approached by an officer. He said, sir, what are you doing here? I said, I'm just here to speak to the bank manager. He said, well, they prefer that you call before you come. Well, I said, well, I'm not looking for a problem, officer. Can you go get the bank manager for me? The officer agreed, so that's what we're doing now. So you saw just moments ago we were approached by both an officer and a representative of the Benchmark Bank. Now, the reason why we're here is because last Friday a gentleman tried to enter the bank after the bank had been robbed. Obviously, the gentleman did not know this. Keep in mind, the gentleman who came to the bank after being robbed did not match the description of the suspect at all. The gentleman presented identification to the bank. Then an officer approached the man. The man did not want to talk to the officer, decided to walk away from the situation. That walk turned into a run. A foot chase ensued. The officer eventually caught up to the man at a nearby park. There was an alleged struggle, and somehow or another, the man ended up with a bullet in the back of his neck. First of all, do you think it was the appropriate response of your officer to chase the man?
Yes, the police department does have a foot pursuit policy that dictates when our officers can be engaged. The foot chase ended under the Shoal Creek Bridge over off of 34th Street, and their struggle ensued under that bridge. During the foot pursuit, Detective Kleiner did enlist the aid of a motorist to help him catch back up to Mr. Jackson.
Do you know at what point the officer removed his holster? Was it knocked out? Did he pull it out? Do you know exactly what happened?
That's still part of the ongoing investigation.
But as far as striking an unarmed man in the back of the neck, do you think that's justified?
I can't speculate on that.
Is the officer involved still in active duty?
Yes, the officer, per our standard policy, is on restricted duty with pay.
Now, it's my understanding that the gentleman has some type of false identification. Can you specify what that is?
Again, due to the ongoing nature of the investigation, there are some pieces that we're not releasing.
We have this ongoing investigation as far as, you know, when the officer unholstered his weapon, when exactly he fired the weapon, but you're pretty confident in saying that he was there, the gentleman was there to commit a fraud. Does his prior history have anything to do with that conclusion?
We have not released Mr. Jackson's full criminal history. We're not attempting to challenge his credibility. Anytime a life is lost, it's tragic. And it's tragic for Mr. Jackson's family. As a law enforcement family, it's tragic for us. Our officer is having a hard time with this as well.
Now, I can't help but notice the similarities between this case and the George Zimmerman Trayvon Martin case, whereas the person with the gun aggressively pursued the person without the gun, and when an altercation ensued, the person with the gun opened fire.
All right.
And that just so happens to be...
And that is what the subject of the new August issue is all about, by the way. And the new magazine is out, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll have conclusions and final thoughts with Jakari Jackson straight ahead.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
There's a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live with Jakari Jackson. Coming up, Joseph Farah is going to cover all the major scandals. And Carney is saying it's fake scandals. It's a hoax that it's bad the IRS is persecuting people. And it's a hoax that the NSA is a big deal. And it's a hoax, on and on and on. We're going to be breaking that down and taking your phone calls. But briefly, I wanted to produce a magazine that's really like a big 60-page color book
to expose divide and conquer, and how divide and conquer has been used over and over again to give people in the left-right paradigm, especially leftists, that are totally obsessed with whatever the media tells them to be obsessed with, but then not real instances of racism or classism or problems. I wanted to produce, I mean, there's like four articles in here. There's a bunch of others and other subjects dealing with divide and conquer. And the cover is Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman's face fused into one to show how they're trying to divide humanity as a whole. And then on the inside, we've got famous quotes by the globalist. We've got amazing art, patriot art that's just off the charts to wake people up. We've got just amazing graphics in the article, social engineering and radical division, the Trayvon Martin tragedy that goes over all of that. This is the way to deprogram people. Domestic spy grid designed long before 9/11. Russian forces on American soil, breaking down how more and more foreign troops are training to take on the American people and how that's public information. Do you want to wake people up? This is it. Fluoride in the water is a chemical weapon attack on you and your family, with all the different Harvard studies, to just give somebody and go, look at this. You know, look at this. Don't give your baby fluoride water. You know, things like that. It's an information warfare weapon. CIA will now openly propagandize Americans. Article breaking that down. Obama conquers internet through executive orders. We got a Ron Paul article in there, a first-rate magazine. How the federal government plans to persecute Zimmerman. The whole divide and conquer program, a big political poster inside. How they're setting up the Patsy as the Boston bomber. We've got the political opposition being targeted, how it ties into Richard Nixon, how Obama is beyond all that. InfoWarsStore.com. FBI plan to kill Occupy leaders. We talked about that. There it is. Breaking it down. Just chilling, 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 chilling information, ladies and gentlemen. And we're almost sold out of the July issue. I ordered 30,000 extra this time because they have 10 bumper stickers in them. We've got, I don't know, like 3,000 or 4,000 left. They will sell out very, very quickly because I printed over 130,000 of these instead of the 100,000 we usually do. We're selling them at cost. You can get the July issue with the 10 bumper stickers to wake people up in your area with statements like, listen to Alex Jones, forbidden information, InfoWars.com, America's been occupied by globalist forces, six medium, four big ones. You can get those at below cost. It's an info weapon. And you can get a year subscription at cost or buy the new magazine in bulk, the August issue, InfoWarsStore.com. This is for people that aren't awake. They really pay attention to print now because print's going out. It's been very successful. Jakari, in the last minute, we've got any other comments about this tragic case of Mr. Jackson, Larry Eugene Jackson Jr., 32, here in Austin, Texas, and the police. They're acting very suspicious. If they didn't have something to cover up, I don't think they'd be acting like this.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate that Acevedo is out of town. I believe he's in California dealing with his mother. His mother's ill, from what I understand.
Sad to hear that.
Yeah. But this is a situation, overzealous police chase a man down and shoot him. And like you said, we're not sure if they're...
Could have just shot him in the leg. I mean, just running to deserve to die? I mean...
I don't know. I mean, and then just the note...
I think if Trayvon was running from Zimmerman, he should go to prison for that.
Yeah, trying to defend yourself from, you know, an overzealous person. It's a very unfortunate circumstance. And hopefully get to the bottom of it. And I really want to know how they know that the man was there to commit a fraud if, you know, they don't want to be explicit with that information. You know, they're very close-mouthed about it right now.
Well, I would add this. They've been killing a lot of white people like this, too.
Oh, yeah. I don't see...
It might be racial, though. We don't know. My point is what's scary is that it's just a total culture.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.